Good day to everyone. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. When using an online search to find meanings in this cultural time, often the definition from long ago is no longer the same. A system is in place to radically conform our thinking so that we accept what's given by repetition or majority rather than question or complain that it opposes the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Messiah, Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan, the devil, attacks what our Father desires most, our unity. The Codex Alexandrinus is the 5th century manuscript, a Christian manuscript of a Greek Bible, and contains the majority of the Greek Old Testament and Greek New Testament. Therefore, through repetition, it has become easy for those representing the church as Christians to forget that Messiah Yeshua, whom we call Christ Jesus, is from the tribe of Judah, the only tribe called Jews until history proclaimed all 12 tribes would be described by that name. Matthew 10, verses 5 through 7. These 12, Yeshua, Jesus, sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Goyim, Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Shomronim, Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Being born again gives us a new life. And with this new life, we embrace our differences in love, finding less reasons for division and greater reasons for love in unity. Ephesians 2, 13 through 18. But now in Messiah Yeshua, Christ Jesus, ye, who sometimes were far off or made nigh by the blood of Messiah, Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. So, from these verses, we know that no matter what attempts have been made by repetition, our Father in heaven, Messiah Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit have purposed our unity to become one. Therefore, we must not allow the intent of Satan, the devil, to bring an attitude of division through steal, kill, and destroy by words and attitudes seeking to diminish our relationship with Israel, diminish Israel's connection with God, Hashem, in Hebrew, meaning the name. But greater, that through our Father, we shall love one another and be united according to God's will. Romans 8:17 and verses 28 through 29. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Messiah, Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Satan, the devil, plots daily for us not to see his hand behind subtle manipulations against God's plan, and certainly being anti-Israel, anti-Messiah, and anti-God are diversions from God's plan for us to become one new man before the final days. 1 John 2:18 through 19. CJB, Complete Jewish Bible. Children, this is the last hour. You have heard that an anti-Messiah is coming. And in fact, many anti-Messiahs have arisen now, which is how we know that this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they weren't part of us. For had they been part of us, they would have remained with us. Recently, we celebrated Mother's Day. And in the previous months of March and April, we celebrated Women's History. So let's visit a little history in the lives of women remembered in God's Word, starting with Hava, Eve. We know from Genesis 5:2, King James Version, that the woman and man shared a name, Adam. Satan, the devil, will always come against unity in Hashem's plan, both in heaven and on earth. Life always begins from what is received from within the man's body. Woman was formed from a rib taken out of Adam's body. The two of them became one flesh, a mystery. Ephesians 5:31-32, Complete Jewish Bible. Therefore, a man will leave his father and mother and remain with his wife, and the two will become one. There is a profound truth hidden here, which I say concerns the Messiah and the Messianic community. If every place of worship was called Messiah's community or a Messianic community, wow, what unity that would bring. It is from verses like this that the church declares being Messiah's bride, but greater is being one with him and each other. God continually speaks of oneness. Romans 12:4-5. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Messiah, Christ, and individually members of one another. I honor free will. However, it bothers me when the woman is called Hava or Eve before Genesis 3:20, because this makes it appear that when God formed her, the disobedience was her original identity. And this is not true. Satan targeted her. Woman was one with God and her husband. But immediately after they ate from the tree, Genesis 3:1-7, they became aware of their flesh. Their own knowledge had become their death, separation from God. Woman heard from God personally for the first time. She and Adam were divided from God, separated from oneness with each other, and forced out of their garden home by God, our Father. Satan deliberately spoke only with woman. Why? Because with love, you only need to use one to destroy the plan in both, every time. Adam is judged harshly, but many men gladly say the woman, their wife, must be kept happy. Proverbs 21:9, and also verse 19, better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. We often laugh. But would a born-again woman of God really have a characteristic like this? No, not at all. She would listen to God. So this verse honors her. Proverbs 12:4. A capable wife is a crown for her husband, but a shameful one is like rot in his bones. The plan of Hashem, God, must come first, no matter how much we're led to do otherwise. Mrs. Noah honored God's plan in Noah. Abram and Sarah were Goyim, Gentiles, but they were chosen by God and received new names, Abraham and Sarah. Sarai chose her maidservant Hagar to become Abram's wife so she could have children through her. But God had a plan to produce his own chosen people through his promised word. Sarai presented us with the first surrogate, and the first act of bigamy. But she received the promised son also, Yitzhak, Isaac. Rebekah was also barren, but Yitzhak, Isaac, prayed for her, and her womb was opened. She carried twins, two nations warring with each other. As the sons matured, Rebekah was grieved by Esau's wives, so she had Yaakov, Jacob, deceive his father. Genesis 26:34 and Genesis 27:5-13. Truth can be known, yet often condemnation will still remain. In Judges, Deborah, a prophetess, was a good example of following God's will. Judges 4:4-9. Two very significant women are Ruth and Naomi. They persevered together, and they made it. Ruth saw the demonstration of love and God's image in the life of Naomi. See this in Ruth, verse 1. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. Another lady in the Bible I often think of is Hannah. Hannah was barren, but she sought God with faith and had a son, the prophet Shmuel, Samuel. Abigail is not often spoken of, but she humbled herself to stop blood from being shed. See 1 Samuel 25:23-26. In the book of Esther, Vashti is removed from a position that allows Esther to live in her purpose. Esther 4:12-14. The maiden Miriam, Mary, and her once barren cousin Elizabeth, each bore two amazing sons. Elisheva carried the son Yochanan the Immerser, known as John the Baptist. And of course, Mary, carried a son from the Holy Spirit, Messiah Yeshua. John 1:1-3, 6-9, and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. There was a man sent from God, whose name was Yochanan, John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Many women ministered to the needs of Yeshua, certain women who had been healed from evil spirits and infirmities, just as it has been with us. Luke 8:1-3. God bless you all. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will. I hope you tune in again next week. If you enjoy these messages, visit my website, www.soaringondestiny.com. Again, visit my website, www.soaringondestiny.com. God bless you.